All right, Kantians, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 34, and if you're new to the podcast, my name is Lakota. Welcome. On today's podcast, I discuss how quarantine is going and why it has been a blessing for me, and I truly hope the same for others. On top of that, I also bring back a fan favorite to Random Facts. Enjoy. All right, guys, let's jump into this. So, as you're probably aware, everyone is quarantined, including myself. So, I am not allowed to knock doors and solicit for business. So, what I'm doing instead is just calling people. So, straight up telemarketing style cold calling to earn some business. Thankfully, all of our technicians have to go through screening, so we can still do business. They just don't want us knocking doors. On top of that, this has also given me a great time, and I think all of us really has been giving a beautiful opportunity for self-love and like growth and development. So, if you're not a big like self-developer or anything like that, I never was until I got into sales. That's when I started reading business books, self-development books, things like that. They are extremely important for growth. And it's because of the content. So I've been just absorbing as much content as I possibly can that I know is going to make me better. So that's all I've focused on for the past 4 years of getting into sales. I've rarely read a fictional novel unless it's just like to like feed my entertainment side of the brain. But being in quarantine, now I can like double down on that. So instead of reading an hour a day, I can read like 3 or 4 hours a day. And that includes, on top of that, like, or sometimes combined, but listening to an audiobook. So I've just been going through books, and I suggest everyone else does. I know we have Netflix, we have streaming sites and stuff like that, but it's going to get boring. Trust me, I'm a binge watcher. But I kind of wanted to explain, not a schedule. I mean, everyone should be on a sort of a schedule, but I've given myself an opportunity to kind of like go at my pace, which tends to work a little bit slower than my professional pace, I guess, if that makes any sense. Like, my personal pace is just slower. Like, I like to just be steady pace, not kill myself, but steady, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. But there are a few things that I've been including. Working out, reading, audiobooks, working on the new business, Philos Apothecary, meditating, tidying, stretching. It's been really nice. So today I woke up, I probably got out of bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, worked out, did the 7-minute workout, 3 rounds, super intense, got a nice pump. It's hard to get like a pump. And if you lift heavy weights and you're a bodybuilder, you know what I mean? Like that throbbing in your muscles where you're just like, oh my gosh, I am so dang swole. I got a pump from a bodyweight workout, which tends to take like a ton of push-ups, ton of squats. But the 7-minute workout, when you do it 3 rounds, it's intense, dude. And you just have a ton of endorphins. So that was like the best way to wake up. I shaved, got in the shower. I'm even, right now, we don't know how everything looks. So there's a ton of places like Sam's Club, Walmart, HEB that are hiring like part-time temporary workers. And I'm like, heck yeah, I'm gonna jump on that. I had to swallow my pride a little bit because I'm like, like I don't want to go back to an hourly job. Like I work performance-based. And, you know, sometimes you have to swallow a bigger pill and you have to buckle down and sacrifice and kind of just swallow your pride and do what you need to do to provide. Unfortunately, my business is not like booming. The podcast, as you guys know, I don't make much money on it. It's flattering that I get paid to even do this, but it's not livable by any means. It may be able to buy me like a Whataburger, if that. So I decided to go get a job. And I did some interviews today online, did some more paperwork for Sam's Club. That's the one I'm like kind of looking forward to, because if I can get on that, that's decent pay. There's a lot more flexible hours. But we have no idea how long this is going to last. And obviously, if we can't get it under control, like I can't go knock doors. And you can only go so far cold calling people, right? You can call 100 people a day. It's just, I mean, it's probably less than the closing ratio is probably less than knocking doors, without a doubt, because it's so much easier just to hang up, right? Whereas like people have to slam the door in my face or like cuss me out or so to like get me to go away or something, you know, or it takes a few no's, but I can be a little bit more persistent on the doors than on the phone. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. So I did the most adult thing I think I could do right now for my wife and for my ferrets and just overall for myself as well, and put myself out there to hopefully get a night job or some temporary work just to pay the bills. And so I did that. I meditated hard. So meditation's been something I've practiced for 10 plus years, and it is the most essential tool for keeping me sane. And honestly, I don't meditate enough. On my best weeks, I meditate like 4 times a week. On my worst weeks, I don't even meditate. And those have happened a lot more than they should. And today I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, just put my foot down and actually like dive into meditation, because there's not much else to do. Like, it's not that I'm bored. I'm busy, right? Or not even busy. I'm productive. But because I'm getting things done so quickly and I have more time to get those things done, it's like I'm left at like 7 o'clock and I'm like, okay, like what else can I do? Go to bed, I guess, you know, read more, you know, it's, I don't know. I look at this as, you know, it's definitely a blessing, to be home with my wife. I know right now she's at work, but, to spend more time with her, spend more time at home and like focusing on some things that just need work on, right? Like myself, starting a business, really just self-love, I guess, overall is what I'm kind of saying. Props to me. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I'm down to 243. So I started this weight loss journey probably like 4.5 weeks ago, like really buckling down, counting calories, working out, watching what I put into my body. And I've went down from 260 to 243 in 4.5 weeks. So 17 pounds. So I'm feeling pretty good. And the goal is to get down to 200 and then maybe more, right? So we'll see. Shout out to Mabel Rose. You rock. She sent in the ASVAB study guide. It's just like the dummies book. And I'm very, very grateful, because now that I have more time, I can now dedicate an hour, hour and a half every single day to preparing to take the ASVABs. And then, you know, hopefully by midsummer or so, I can schedule an ASVAB test and go in and take it and be prepared. Because although I still need to lose weight, I'm wanting to get a really good score, because those scores are good for 2 years. I want to get a really good score so that I have my choice of careers. If you don't know, if you're new to this podcast, I am looking to join the Air Force. And the reason behind that is I've worked a ton of different jobs. I've gained a lot of different experience. Vivint's been a true, true blessing in my life. Without Vivint, I wouldn't have moved to Texas. I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences or made the incredible amount of income without them. But and not that I'm done with door-to-door. By any means, I still have a lot of weight to lose before the Air Force will even take me. So Vivint still has me for some time. And then after as well. I still plan to work for Vivint to some capacity while I'm enlisted. Of course, it'd be harder when I'm deployed or if I'm stationed overseas. But, you know, you can always do stuff online and all that. So, but I'm just looking for... I don't really know. I know I want to serve my country. That's without a doubt. I definitely want to kind of follow in the footsteps of my mom, who's a huge inspiration for me. She's honestly superwoman and a total badass. And so I know that the Air Force treated us well, treated my mom well. She definitely made an incredible career for herself. And now, as you know, retired, she retired in like I think her mid 40s or so. Like, now she has a second career that she's gonna retire from, and it's just, I don't know, it's just super cool. And I figured, you know, if I get in before I'm 30, I can retire before I'm 50 and then still have a very, very fruitful career in the private sector, doing whatever. I mean, I'm also a business owner now, so that's still going to be there. Philosopher's Apothecary is a brand that obviously stems from Iconte, even for my philosophy friends. You guys get it, right? It's, they're all connected. And it's bigger than just CBD products. Eventually I'm going to offer everything, anything and everything. 5-HTP, mushroom pills like chaga and reiki and all that stuff, lion's mane, just a protein powders, collagen. Like, I have like big aspirations for Philosopher's Apothecary. But again, as an entrepreneur, the best entrepreneurs like had day jobs. Right. And not that it's like you have to have a day job, but like you still have to eat, you still have to pay bills. And so this is my moonlight project. And it's something I'm very, very passionate about because I know CBD and other supplements, they just help people. Right. Obviously, you can't live solely off of supplements, but they definitely help people. But the Air Force is just something that I know will give me. It will give me practical training, practical knowledge, a practical base of income where I can get bills paid. And then all other income that comes in, like through Vivint, through Philos Apothecary and whatever ventures, Iconte even, whatever ventures that I'm a part of, all can go towards investments like real estate, go towards other companies and stuff like that. So I have an overall plan. And I think that's always a good idea to have like a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 20-year plan, you know, so on and so forth. And then break it down into little steps where you can just pound out shit. So, sorry, I'm trying to keep these clean because my wife has made it abundantly clear that I cuss way too much. And to an extent, I do agree. But it's also just how I was raised. I don't know. Shout out to the military. Like, it, just hang out with anyone from the Marines and tell me if you don't hear the F-bomb at least 10 times, right? So I'm working on being a little bit cleaner. The podcast will still show up as explicit because I'm not going to go through and edit my audio to like bleep anything out. So I'm just going to keep it explicit even if I don't cuss at all. It's still, it's for me, for legal purposes. You guys don't need to hear any of that, but yeah. So, what else? Meditating, going back to that. So I meditated for 20 minutes today, and the goal is to meditate a total of an hour. So ideally, and that's every day. Ideally, I'd meditate 20 minutes first thing in the morning, 20 minutes midday, and then 20 minutes in the evening, right? That way you break it down. If you've never meditated, it's incredibly difficult just to meditate for 5 minutes. Meditating for 20 minutes is just a testament to how long I've been doing it. I have sat down for 30 to 45 to 60 minute meditation sessions. But they we have things to do. So just sitting there for an hour, like it drives my wife crazy if I sit down for longer than 20 minutes just breathing. She's like, "Will you just do something?" I don't blame her. But when you come out of anything over a 15-minute meditation session, you're high. Like, you're just high. It is better than anything in the world. It is such a serene feeling. And I took all of that calmness and I put it towards something very, very practical. So I'm bootstrapping all the marketing for Philosopher's Apothecary. So my lovely mother-in-law made flyers, which are dope. Shout out to Mama Fox. And she cut them up. So there was 100 flyers, and I went. I was like, you know what? I'm super calm. I know I need to get this done today. So I went out and passed out 100 flyers, and I'm gonna just do that every day. And I'm gonna do that every day until we have a steady stream of clients. And then still after, I'll probably do that. Since we're not a retail establishment and because everyone's quarantined, right? And I'm actually very grateful that we're not a brick and mortar. That's the only way to get it out. Unless you want to pay hundreds or thousands, not hundreds of thousands, although you could, but hundreds or thousands of dollars, trying to crack Facebook or Instagram or YouTube's algorithm. Like I'm just not gonna do it. And I'm not yet investing in SEO, search engine optimization. And I know that we're an online store, so I probably should, but that stuff I've used it with the podcast, I've used it with the blog and the vlog, and it is just so up in the air. So I am working on, I don't know, just not spending too much on this and just bootstrapping it, right? It may take longer to get clientele, but it's going to be good quality clientele, and a lot of it's going to be local. So we'll be able to hand deliver things and create a relationship. So that's the goal. Now, for anyone who's outside of Laredo, yes, there's a delivery charge. It's super cheap. Like, it's just a base. Most of it we're gonna come out of pocket, but it's a decision I made to kind of cut costs on the consumer and cut costs on us. So it's just like meeting us halfway. But we do service nationwide. And I don't want this to be a shameless plug in the middle of it, but it's just talking about it. So I went out, did 100 flyers. It's like 98 degrees outside, so it's super, super hot. And so I came back in the house just drenched in sweat, and I finally wiped off, and now I'm recording. So I'm gonna record this, put it out there for you guys, and then I'm going to hop on the phone and start dialing and just start cold calling as many people. The goal for today is to call 50 people. I've never telemarketed before. I'm assuming that, it's just a numbers game, just like door to door. If you have any insight on telemarketing or good at any kind of advice or tips, let me know. I know it's super annoying. I'm in direct to consumer marketing. I know I'm annoying. But there are people that are pretty successful at telemarketing. So I know that there's business there to be made. I'm trying to get a piece of the pie and to help as many families without spreading COVID or getting people sick. This is my safe way of, you know, not only social distancing, but also protecting homes from intruders, fires, medical issues, anything like that. So, and then I'm going to tidy. So hopefully that's only going to take, I don't know. I honestly just went to 100 doors. Of course, I didn't knock and like talk to them, right? Because usually 100 doors, knocking doors like, and talking to them takes me 10 hours, 8 hours. So it only took me an hour to go pass out 100 flyers. So I'm kind of hoping that it only takes me, you know, about an hour or, you know, two to call 100 people or 50 people or whatever it is. So I have no idea. Anyways, I'm bringing something back for you guys because it's one of my favorite things to do. So hit the jingle. Fact number one. Three Musketeer bars had three flavors until wartime rations made accessing vanilla and strawberry flavoring too difficult. I had no idea. So, to give you an idea, I think, I don't know why, but Three Musketeer bars are the first candy that I can remember, like, absolutely loving. And it was at Discovery Zone, and there was, like, a little girl that, I don't remember her name. I was so young. I was probably like 4 or 5. But it's my earliest memory of eating a candy bar and like just lighting up, loving it. And I remember going up to the snack bar at Discovery Zone and she was like, oh, like, what do you like? I'm like, oh. She goes, oh, try this. And it was like the king size one or something. It was huge. And I ate it. And I was like, this is delicious. And from there, it was like my favorite candy bar. And I mean, today it's still in my top five. I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's definitely in my top five. If you've ever wondered why the delectably fluffy Three Musketeer bars were so named, it's because when they were first invented back in 1932, which is crazy long ago, they came in three breakable pieces. Not only were they made for sharing between three people, but they came with three different flavors in each bar: strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. They also had a slogan inspired by Alexander Dumas, I could never say his name. Oh my god, I feel so uncultured. Classical novel, all for one, or one for a couple of others. When World War II rations made it difficult to get a hold of strawberry and vanilla flavoring, the chocolate company pivoted to the bar we know and love today. Opportunist right there. Like, alright. So, that's cool. I didn't know that. I'd always thought it'd always been like the same flavor since inception, but I think rarely are things ever the same. Even Coca-Cola's formula is slightly different. So, fact number two, crocodiles are one of the oldest living species, having survived for more than 200 million years. That is, unless you're a creationist, and then 200 million years ago, none of us existed. I shouldn't joke about stuff like that, because I have no idea who listens to this podcast, like, what your thoughts are, but, yep. Scientists still aren't sure how, but crocodiles managed to outlive dinosaurs by 65 million years. In fact, crocodiles have always been so well designed for survival that modern crocodiles are hardly different than those found in fossils. Just a few theories about how they've managed to survive so long are based on crocodiles' ability to go long periods without eating, their ability to survive inland and water, and the fact that they can adjust to cold temperatures very easily. So I didn't know that. I thought crocodiles had to be in like warm areas, just because of the fact that they're an amphibious reptile. I think, right? I don't know. I'm not a smart guy, so I have no idea. But that's really cool. I did not know that. I wonder what where the, because I never, you never think about crocodile fossils, you know, dinosaurs, ancient birds, stuff like that. You think of, right, woolly mammoths. You're like, crocodiles. I don't think I've ever read an article about a crocodile fossil, so I'll have to do some Google searching after this and see if I can pop up something. All right, Kantians, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope y'all enjoyed. Please like and subscribe and comment down below. Share this with all of your quarantine friends. Let's grow this to be the top-rated podcast on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio. Let's see what we can do with this. You can follow me at icontiven.home.blog and on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. All the social media tags are down in the description, so you can find them there. Also, here's a shameless plug. For all of your CB needs, please check out philosapothecary.com. That's philosapothecary.com. philosapothecary.com. That link will also be down in the description. And I will talk to you all on Friday. My name is Brad.